We've discussed previously that there is a dispute in the Gemara whether or not a person should say the Shema specifically as it says, B'shachbacha of Kamecha, like the opinion of Beis Shammai, that at night you're supposed to actually be lying down, in the morning, Kamecha, you're supposed to say the Shema standing. Or the opinion of Beis Hillel, which of course we hold of, that the person can say the Shema in any way, standing, sitting, doing work, or all these other ways, that's fine. So the question that some present is why, in fact, we hold like this. Because in the Pasuk, the first sentence, the Shema, in the Torah, we find two letters. And those two letters are written larger than the others. Specifically, the Ayin in the word Shema, and the letter Dalid in the word Echad, which spells the word Eid. Eid means that you are giving testimony. It's an incredible concept. When you're saying the Shema, you're not just saying the words, but you're actually testifying to God's oneness. That's what you're supposed to be thinking. So much so, as we discussed previously, that in a situation where in the morning on a weekday you don't say the Shema with your tefillin, the Gemara says that that's considered to be Eid HaSheker, that you're giving false testimony. That's the concept of what it is. The words that you're saying is considered a form of Eidus, it's a form of testimony. It's brought down with regard to the laws of Kiddush. How is a person supposed to say Kiddush on Friday night? Well, there's different opinions. Some stand, some sit. It's brought down the Bali HaTosfos with regard to the paragraph of Vayechulu, the first paragraph, which we recite on Friday night. It says, Menayin sha'anu omrim Vayechulu ba'amida. How do you know that many people have the custom that when they recite at least that paragraph, they're standing? Why? What's the significance? What's the purpose of this? So the Bali HaTosfos says as follows, Lafi, because Shu'edus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're saying this paragraph on Friday night by Kiddush, you're actually testifying that Hashem bara olamo b'shisha yomim, where it's testifying that Hashem created the world in those 6 days, created the heavens and the earth. The Eidus sarach lomer umad dechsev yamdu shnei hanashim. It says that when a person wants to give testimony, how is a person supposed to give testimony? Standing. So this is the case. One could certainly ask the question, if these two large letters in the Shema means aid, that we're giving testimony, we're giving aidus, so how come it's true that when we say the Shema, it doesn't have to be standing? Perhaps you would think we should hold like Beis Shammai, that as he says, at least in the morning, you're supposed to stand when you say the Shema. Maybe you should always stand when you say the Shema, because after all, it's clear, it's aidus, it's testimony. So how do we understand this idea that you can say the Shema standing, sitting, while you're traveling, all these different ways? So I'd like to answer this in the following manner. There's many answers to this question, but the Ksav Sofer asks a different question. Now the Torah does say, V'shach b'chav kamecha, you say the Shema twice, once in the morning, once at night. But why is that necessary? The Ksav Sofer wants to know, if the idea is you're just accepting upon yourself, Ma'ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of heaven, then just do it once. Why does it have to be done twice? What's the significance of this? So the Ksav Sofer tells us that there are sometimes we can find in people different nisyonos, different tests. Sometimes a person will have the test of serving Hashem when they're down and out, when things aren't looking so well, when the sun is not shining on them, when the life around them seems very dark. And it's hard for them to be able to serve Hashem. And maybe once things are better for me, that's when I'll be able to accept upon myself the yoke of heaven. There are other people that could be the opposite test. That things, when things are going well, when the sun is shining on me, when things are going my way, that's when perhaps I'm too busy to serve Hashem. But when, unfortunately, a person is down and out, that's when we turn to God. Says the Ksav Sofer, the concept of saying the Shema in the day and night, perhaps is this idea. That when a person says the Shema during the day and the Shema at night, it's those two concepts. That at night, when things are dark, represents that person that things are not going so well. That even at that moment in one's life, a person has to accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven. So too, says the Ksav Sofer, a person should also not distance themselves or forget about God when things are going well, when it's during the day, when the sun is shining on them, when they're having success in their life. The Ksav Sofer therefore tells us the concept of Ol Malchus Shemayim is not just when things are going well or when things are not going well, it has to be at all times of one's life. Perhaps with that concept we can understand the significance of why we're allowed to say the Shema, and perhaps why you should say the Shema in any way and not standing. Because that would imply, if you're saying the Shema only when you're standing or standing still, that only certain times of your life you're supposed to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. Instead, the Pasuk tells us that we're supposed to accept upon ourselves Ol Malchus Shemayim constantly, no matter where we are, whether it's B'shivtecha B'Beisecha, whether in our homes, whether V'lechtecha B'derech, or on a road. No matter what we're doing, we always are supposed to accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. And therefore, perhaps that's the significance, that the whole idea of true testimony that Hashem is really with us is that Hashem is with us no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. Not just in a shul, but also in our business, also when we're in our homes. And therefore, perhaps with that, we can understand the following two acronyms. Ol Malchus Shemayim is the key words when it comes to the Shema. You're supposed to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. That's what Shema is. And if you see the words Ol Malchus Shemayim, the first letter of each of those words, Ol is an ayin, Malchus is a mem, Shemayim is shin, which means that if you look at it the other way around, in the word Shemayim, and the mem in Malchus and ayin in Ol is Shema. And that's the concept of the Shema. That the Shema means you have to constantly accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. How often is one supposed to do this? Only in the morning? Only in the afternoon? Or only in the evening? All the above. And perhaps that's the idea of our three tefillos, namely Shacharis, which is a shin, Mincha, a mem, and finally the tefillah of Arvit is the ayin. That the concept of the Shema is not something which is reserved for certain parts of our lives, not reserved for certain times of the day, but it has to be Shacharis, Mincha, and Arvit.